little pretty things. As insects go, lace wings seem to have nothing to catapult them into significance, most of the time just showing off for the centipedes and sawflies. I imagine they envy wasps their ability to make a house for themselves, and boll weevils their cottony usefulness. It seems lace wings have nothing to do but be beautiful, and so are dangerous. I've known a few of their human counterparts, and have been fooled by their slender bodies, the golden alertness of their eyes, and for a while have forgiven a meanness, even a cruelty, at their core. Lace wings suck the bodily fluids of our aphids and other soft-bodied creatures, and devour their unhatched eggs. I suppose cruelty has an evolutionary purpose. But whatever it is, I've learned to be wary of little pretty things that exhibit it. I can see some perverse nobility in the Asian tiger mosquito that needs nothing more than a dab of blood from a few of us before it lays itself set down to die. And the behavior of the praying mantis after sex has become part of the inhuman comedy. I hear that in some cultures, lace wings are called stink flies because of an odor they emit to deter enemies. I don't know who or what these enemies are, but I hope enough exists to save the world from the creatures that stink and murder and look graceful, gorgeous even, in the doing.